The otter turned his face to Nimbalo, a no-nonsense look in his eyes.
Where's the point in fighting and slaying if you can make a friend out of any beast, instead of a foe? From now on, while we're the guests of these creatures, we might have to do a few things we don't like. But that's the way it is, mate, and I'll hear no more argument about it. Now, straighten your face and smile. You look like a beetle with a bruised brow.
The harvest mouse kept a grin pasted on his face as he replied.
And you look like a blackbird with a boiled behind.
Tag smiled sweetly, answering from between clenched teeth.
And you look like duck with a web full of custard.
Well, you look like a stork with a stink up his nose.
In that case, you look like a bumblebee with a boil.
Oh, well, you look like an hedgehog with a headache.
A headache?
The two friends burst out laughing. They skirted a small pool with a little stream from up the mountains spilling into it, the cascade hiding the entrance to the pygmy shrew's cave. Dodging through the miniature waterfall, Tag and Nimbalo emerged into what appeared to be a cathedral-like cavern. It was lit by scores of firefly lanterns and torches and populated by literally thousands of pygmy shrews. The stream continued into the cavern, but it ran into a central lake. Halfway down the stream, a net had been stretched under and above the water. Shrews dipped sieve-like paddles in and pulled out the dead elvers. These were taken away on a small cart to the kitchen, which was merely lots of cooking fires under wide rock ledges. The cooks there were busy doing all manner of things with the young eels, stewing, baking, roasting and frying. All activity ceased at the sight of Tag. Every pygmy shrew stood gaping wordlessly at the giant who had entered their domain. Bodjev waddled over to the cooking fires and began boxing ears left, right and centre.
What are you standing there for? This is my friend Tag and her little son. You be cooking lots of steaky fish pies for us. Quick now!
A fat little pygmy shrew pulled a batch of pies out of the crude rock oven with a large wooden paddle. No sooner had she placed them on a cooling shelf than she swung the paddle and caught Bodjev a sharp whack on his behind, shouting fiercely.
Do with this! Do with that! Ka-cha! This is my kitchen, Daddy Bodjev. You keep away, little fat lump!
Bodjev did a tip-pawed dance, rubbing his smarting rear. A combined snigger arose from the cooking staff. The chieftain backed off, replying savagely, but not too loudly.
One day I'll bake you in a pie, Chief Wolf.
He turned to Tag and Nimbalo with a rueful smile.
Yuck, yuck, my titch wife always making joke. She loved me much, much.
An alcove in the cavern was sumptuously furnished, by pygmy shrew standards, for Bodjeb's family and high-ranking friends. He took Tag and Nimbalo there to dine, away from the main population of cave mob shrews.